Blog Talk Radio.
Internet world, welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, January 11th, 2024. How is the new year going for you? Well, I know here at the Cross in the Desert, I've been busy with programming, and every Monday, I focus in directly with what's happening in Iran. That has always been my protocol. And on Thursday, I kind of switch it just a little bit, and I want to focus in on the Word of God, because human rights, as important as they are for my dear Iranian friends, much equally, if not much more important than that, is the teaching, the preaching of the Word of God. And the Cross in the Desert is that voice for the Iranian people, but it also is biblical food for the hurting, for the weary, for the lost. And so on Thursdays, usually around this time, I'm still talking about Iranian things, but I am also teaching, proclaiming, and instructing those that listen in what the Word of God has to say. And today is no different. I want to address a specific topic today. It was last Thursday we talked about Bible prophecy and the future of Iran, but today I want to focus in on us as human beings in the fight, in the race, in the daily struggle. And here it is, the beginning of a new year, and we all have our New Year's resolutions. We all have our to-do list of what we're going to do different, of things that we want to accomplish this year. But let's face it, all of us run into roadblocks. All of us run into challenges. And some of the biggest challenges we run into is just exhaustion. It's that treadmill we put ourselves on so many times. Some of us who have very busy lives, we can't avoid it. But others, we just find that we get weary, that there are days we just feel like that we just can't handle the pace anymore. And we try to invent new ways of dealing and coping with the stress. But we're human beings. Our bodies, in these challenges, in this daily grind, just sometimes we want to give up. We get weary. We get exhausted. We get just overtaxed with the daily grind of everyday life. But I want to deal with that this morning. I want to give us a very practical but very powerful remedy to the weariness, to the exhaustion, to the burnout of everyday life. And of course, that is the Word of God, which Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is very powerful. It is very calming. It is very motivating. It is very instructive. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And so this morning, I want us to focus in on a particular passage of scripture that is calming, that is inspirational, and that will give us energy in our weariness. And I want to take us this morning to the prophet Isaiah, one of my favorites. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Here is what God's remedy is for weariness, for exhaustion. Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who wait upon the Lord, or those who trust in the Lord, will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord will find new strength. That's an interesting promise from the Word of God. We hear that used a lot often, very frequently. Well, just wait upon the Lord. Well, exactly what does that mean? And what does that have to do with our teaching this morning? It's right there in the text in Isaiah chapter 40. They that wait, or they that trust upon the Lord, will find new strength. I want us to take a couple of minutes. I got a very instructive soundbite that actually interprets or helps us understand what this waiting upon the Lord really means. Let's listen.
I think about waiting on the Lord. There's a particular passage in the book of Psalms. Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6 say, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. Waiting upon the Lord, there's a believing trust that God's in control of everything, and that he knows what we don't know, and he sees what we don't see. So in light of that, we can step back and say, God, your timing is going to be best. Another passage that I often refer to is 1 Peter 5:5, speaking of humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us at the proper time. So whether we're waiting on a spouse or a job or maybe a sickness to go away or whatever it is that we're facing, there's a constant trust where we say, God, I'm waiting for your time. I'm resting in you and in your sovereignty, knowing that you love your children and you care for them, and that you know when I'm ready for something and what it is that I'm ready for. So I'm gonna trust you. A lot of times while we're waiting on the Lord, say, now what do I do? Do I just sit back and just do nothing? And what I've found, and when you look through the scriptures, it seems that while we're waiting on big answers for for questions that we have, let's be faithful in what it is that we do know that we're supposed to be doing. And as we do that, oftentimes I find that the Lord is answering some of our questions that we have or things that we're waiting for in that. So it's in our obedience and following what we do know that oftentimes we discover the answers to the things that we don't know, or that God uses that to put us in the right place to bring about some of the things that we've been waiting on. So patient waiting is on the Lord isn't some kind of passive thing, but it's an active engagement with what we already do know, trusting that God will guide us where he wants us.
I think that's been helpful to me to understand that it's not just idleness. We're also involved in the process. We are waiting patiently. We're trusting. We're hoping in the Lord. But we're being obedient with what we already know to do. We continue to be obedient, to trust, to follow, to hope in him. But we know that God is sovereign and that this waiting has its rewards, that God has the proper time, the right time to lift us up, to bring us forward in the plans he has for our lives. But as we have been considering this passage this morning, I love that this passage is focusing in on eagles. Remember, it says, but those who wait upon the Lord, those who hope in the Lord, those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Now, that's an interesting and a focus of this passage, goals. And I want us to think for a minute as we are looking at this passage this morning as a remedy for our weariness and looking for new strength. Why the imagery of eagles? Well, I think it's pretty easy, but I want us to have some insight in God's word this morning. Eagles have always symbolized freedom, strength, and power. I can give you an example. My dear Iranian friend, which I wrote the book Finding Hope in a Future about Maral, before she left Iran, she had this imagery, this vision, this constant reminder. She kept saying, I see the eagle, and one day I want to soar like the eagle and have that freedom. Well, that's exactly what Isaiah's using this imagery about. Strength, freedom, and power. If you ever watched the beautiful flight of an eagle, they are the kings of the sky. And, of course, eagles have been adopted by several cultures. Rome adopted the symbol of the eagle as a symbol of leadership and immortality, invincibility. And, of course, the United States declared the bald eagle as its national bird way back in 1792, and that was due to the eagle's long lifespan and majestic presence. Now, when you look at Scripture, the Bible's first mention of the eagle is in Leviticus 11:13. Now, eagles, along with vultures, were considered unclean birds. They were prohibited as food for the Israelites. And this is because God was forming the nation of Israel after they left the bondage of Egypt. He instructed them under what's called laws. He wanted to help set his people apart from the pagan nations around him. And these dietary instructions were given as health reasons. And it was part of God's promise to, quote, not put any of the diseases on you, which I have put on the Egyptians, Exodus 15:26. Eagles are birds of prey that sometimes act as scavengers, eating dead flesh as vultures do. So eagles could carry harmful disease to humans. And God protected Israel at a time of limited medicines and inadequate sterilization processes. And so that's one of the reasons why you have that prohibition of the eagles, as don't eat them. They're unclean. But the next time in Scripture where the eagle is mentioned is in Deuteronomy 32:11. And it was part of the song that God instructed Moses to teach the Israelites. And in this song, God compares his care for his people to that of like a mother eagle who spreads her wings to cover her young and carry them away from danger. You can find that in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. So that's on a more positive note. First, it was a dietary restriction. In the progression of Scripture, we see also that God is saying, hey, I'm like the eagle. I'm going to spread my wings to cover and carry you and protect you from danger. And as you look throughout Scripture, eagles represent God's handiwork. Proverbs 30, verse 19, which says that the way of an eagle in the sky is an example of God's wondrous creation. Eagles symbolize power. God used the imagery of an eagle in issuing warnings to Israel and the other nations who did evil. He chose the bird they considered powerful and unstoppable to demonstrate his sovereign control over everything. And right here in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, we see the most familiar biblical reference to eagles. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And this verse concludes a chapter in Isaiah, chapter 40, which talks about the greatness of God. And it's a reminder to us, the reader, that the strongest of men may stumble and fall, but those who trust in the Lord, that's you and me, have a strength that this world cannot offer. When we see an eagle in flight, soaring on those invisible air currents, we can be reminded that the Creator who supplies the eagle's strength will also strengthen those who call upon his name. And once again, I want to give credit to a great website of biblical answers to your questions, and it's Got Questions. And it's the question of what does the Bible say about the eagle? And as we are looking in this passage, I want us to focus again on this wonderful promise. But they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. I want us to pause and to consider exactly what does it mean to mount up with wings like eagles. As you look in the context of Isaiah 40 and those chapters 40 through 48, this is a time when the nation of Israel was in great distress. They were being oppressed by Assyrian powers. They had invaded. They had conquered their lands. And so God in these passages of Scripture, in these chapters, is promising them relief, redemption, deliverance from suffering. And as you look in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, the Bible says, "Comfort, comfort my people," says your God. Israel at this time had literally given up all hope. They thought, God has abandoned us. Here in Isaiah 40, God is reminding Israel and reminding us that he has not abandoned us. That's why he asks the rhetorical question, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow weary or faint. Our God never sleeps or slumbers. He is all-powerful. He is omnipotent. He never lacks in strength, but we do. His understanding is unsearchable. His wisdom far exceeds ours." Here's the promise to you and me that are exhausted. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings, with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So as we look at that phrase, they will mount up with wings like eagles. We think about the Hebrew culture. The Israelites revered the eagle as a mighty warrior that cared fiercely for their young. You know, eagles carry their eaglets to safety, away from the threat of predators. Eagles are known for their strength and courage in dangerous, turbulent weather, soaring above the storm to clouds and to safety. Eagle's wings is a figure of speech. It's commonly used to attribute these fine characteristics to a person. The Lord's references to eagle's wings in Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, is a recollection of how God delivered Israel from Egyptian bondage. And in that passage, the Lord gives Moses a message for his people. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. So the prophet Isaiah is using wings like eagles in the same way, attributing that great characteristic of eagles to those who remain faithful to God and look forward to their heavenly reward. The phrase mount up like wings as eagles is a translation of a Hebrew word, Allah, which means to go up, ascend, to go up over a boundary. And Isaiah is communicating the promise that God is going to provide renewed strength and courage to overcome obstacles like the winged eagle. If Israel, if you and me would only have patience and trust in the Lord's sovereign timing. And again, these words are a reminder to Israel what God had done for them long ago, how the Lord had delivered them on eagle's wings with his great strength and power. And Isaiah tells them that they too, which is including you and me, can have access to such deliverance. If we remain patient and faithful to God, he will cause us to soar, to mount up like wings of eagles, to fly away into safety. And when we trust in God's sovereignty and wait faithfully for him, we do not lose heart. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:16, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. God in his grace will provide power, strength, and courage to us who are the weak and the weary and downtrodden. If we are willing to be patient and wait on him, God will cause us to mount up on eagle's wings. And that brings me to a song of worship that's perfectly appropriate for our teaching this morning. This is the great musician and trumpeter, Phil Driscoll, singing Wings as Eagles. Enjoy.
Haven't you heard that God, the creator of the ends of the earth, he's not weary. There's no search in his understanding. He gives power to the faint. And if you're weak, he makes you strong. Even the young men, they get weary. But they that wait on the Lord, he'll renew their strength. And they'll mount up with wings like eagles.
And they will run and not be weary. They will walk, not faint. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength and will renew their strength. They will renew their strength. They that wait upon the
Beautiful, beautiful worship music from the one and only Phil Driscoll, master trumpeter. A song that encourages us this morning, a passage of scripture from Isaiah chapter 40, which should be part of our daily meditation and worship. It's such a beautiful promise of what God will do for us if we wait patiently upon us for his perfect sovereign timing. And he promises us to renew our strength, and we will mount up like wings of eagles. And as you look at the eagle and the flight of the eagle, that is a visual demonstration of what God is going to do for you this morning when you are exhausted and weary, that he promises to cause you to rise up and mount up on wings as eagles. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again on Monday on the Cross in the Desert.